Support for this News from Lake Wobegon podcast comes from Pillsbury Cinnamon Rolls. Nothing brings your family together like the warmth and aroma of Pillsbury Cinnamon Rolls. They're in the refrigerated aisle at your local grocer. And by the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The bed that lets you adjust the mattress firmness to your preference, your Sleep Number.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been chilly there. And they're forecasting freezing weather for tonight or maybe tomorrow night. It's bound to come eventually. It was beautiful the other day. The sun went down so swiftly, it seemed, and it was just like a great ball of fire. And then the moon that night was bright orange, and the smell of apples and smoke in the air, though it's illegal to burn things outdoors nonetheless. Maybe it's just memory. Maybe just memory calling to you. No, there was a smoke fire. There was a smoke fire. Now I remember. There was a bonfire. The Lutheran young people were roasting marshmallows there in the middle of town. And they were singing. They were singing, "Come low, swing low, sweet chariot." And it was beautiful. It was fall. It's fall. The special at the Chatterbox Cafe is the chipped beef on toast. And the dessert is this beautiful baked apple with cinnamon and nutmeg, and they put ice cream in the middle of it, and it's hot, and it flows over so that we know that it's fall. It's that time of year when the rain comes down in Lake Wobegon and the leaves turn yellow and red, and then the leaves are gone, and now you can see who your neighbors are. When there's more foliage, you're able to imagine that you live in a higher class neighborhood. But the leaves are gone, and now you can see them, and you can see the junk in their backyard, and now you realize where you really are. And there was a bright moon out this month called the Hunter's Moon this last week, so you could see it all too clearly, and you could see the junk out in your own yard as well, things that you put out there intending to fix them up, but that was 10 years ago, and now they would need even longer to fix up, and you have less time yourself. This is a quandary, and yet most people are not ready to give up yet. I believe that somehow God will grant their prayer request for immortality, and it would take about that long, actually, eternity to fix all of that. It's that time of year when the whiff of mortality comes to those of us of a certain age. As the poem says, "Loveliest of trees, the maple now is golden yellow on the bough. Out in our yard and in the park, it's luminescent in the dark. Now of my 60, 66 won't come again. Subtract from 70 years that sum, it only leaves me 4 to come. And since to look at things sublime, 4 years is not a lot of time. I give up ideologies, long novels and symphonies, or trying to learn Portuguese. Just walk around and look at trees. You drive into town and here are the carcasses of deer all along the way. If you needed any reminder of the brevity of life, there they were. It was their mating season. They smelled pheromones in the air. They're males, most of them. This lesson is not lost on us. They smelled women on the breeze, and triumph was near, and then they ran into their ancient enemy, the automobile, and collapsed. It's a beautiful time in Lake Wobegon. For those of us who love winter, and I am one of those people, but I don't dare say so in my town. People would not want to sit near me if I were to talk about this, because this is the time of year when people start to complain about the cold, and they start to say, "Boy, I hope we get some warm weather now. I hope this isn't the end of it. And I'm not ready for winter," they say, as if the weather were arranged for their convenience and their comfort, as if the whole world were there just to bring happiness to their little hearts. You know, I don't know if I can take another winter, they would say in the Chatterbox Cafe, eating the chili and the grilled cheese sandwich special. Well, darling, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to wrap a little quilt around you, and you want to get into your jammies? You're in your mid-40s. You should have learned by now. Winter is not a private experience. Everybody else is just as cold as you are. What you want us to take you into bed and put a little quilt over you and sing songs to you until you go to sleep? No, darling. That's not how it works in this world. But I listen to them complain about winter, and I feel the same way I did when I was a kid in school after a test, and the other children would sit in the lunchroom and they would complain about how hard it was. It wasn't hard. 48 states and their capitals? How hard is that? What's the problem? I always loved winter. It was a time when suddenly you knew who you are. You're a mammal. Warmth and food and shelter, and that's about it. That's about it. It focuses a person's mind. But other people don't agree with me. I live in a town where people are so unlike me. It's taken me years to realize that. And now I come down to Texas and I'm around people who seem to be unlike me, but I feel right at home here. Now this is sort of a quandary, is it not? I go to the Lutheran church and hear the sermon this last week is on the reading from the gospel, the parable of the wedding, where Jesus likens the kingdom of heaven to a party, a wedding party to which some are invited. For Lutherans, this is a problem. Heaven as a party. They just can't get their minds around that. I mean, maybe it's a family reunion, maybe it's a work project, but a party, no. And so afterward, the choir sings, "I've got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart," and somebody starts clapping along. And so that then, of course, means that everybody now has to clap. They hate to, but they're going to have to do it. Because if you don't clap along while they're singing that song, people are going to assume that you're an atheist or that you've got PMS or that something is... your underwear is too tight or something, so you clap along, but you can just tell by the grim looks on their faces. They just hate doing it. They're like prisoners. They're like prisoners in a gospel gulag who've been forced to clap, and they hate every minute of it. These are people like me, but I look around me and I wonder about that. You look at that Lutheran group around the bonfire, and here's a seventh grade boy standing next to an 11th grade girl, and they're roasting marshmallows. They each have a long stick, and the marshmallow is starting to glow in the fire. But here's a boy in the seventh grade, and here's a girl in the 11th grade. These two are as unlike, they're almost like different species, entirely different. The boy is a terrorist, and the girl is the goddess Athena. She's the bringer of light and literature and knowledge. And here they are together. The differences between Republicans and Democrats are minuscule compared to the difference between that boy and that girl. And yet, there they are. There they are. They're all in the same town. We're all of us odd. We're all of us. Every one of us is odd. You find this out when you go to high school reunions. Everybody felt odd in high school. Nobody was part of the in crowd. Everybody was on the outside. Ring-necked pheasants walking around in our town, and these don't belong here, and you can tell that to look at them. They're not from this country. They're from Asia. They were brought over from Shanghai, China in 1882, the pheasant. And then, as immigrants so often do, they had sex. They had a lot of sex. And pretty soon there were millions of ringneck pheasants. And we had a hunting season on them. But you can tell just by looking at them, they do not belong here. They are uncomfortable. They're walking along proudly, Asian birds walking along, and then a big dog starts woofing at them in the tall weeds, and they fly up with a great deal of effort, and then a gunshot rings out, and they fall to earth. What a tragic life. What's our life compared to that? Not so bad. Not so bad. So here I am. Here I am, down in Texas. I get older, I get less dogmatic. Let me just say that. I just feel more and more confused as I get older. So do a lot of other people, if the truth be told. And there are a lot of people who I ought to disapprove of, who I actually like an awful lot. And there are people who I approve of, who actually I don't like to be among all that much. So when the people you disapprove of start to appeal to you more and more, and you don't get along with the people you agree with, this is a large moment in a person's life. This really makes a man think, and you should never interrupt a man when he is thinking. So excuse me. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children above average.
Support for this News from Lake Wobegon podcast comes from Pillsbury Cinnamon Rolls. Nothing brings your family together like the warmth and aroma of Pillsbury Cinnamon Rolls. They're in the refrigerated aisle at your local grocer.